The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I just want to thank all of our affiliates, all our listeners, all our sponsors, but most importantly, the good Lord above. And then outside of that, most importantly in this operation, the incredible crew we've got, people behind the scenes, our reporters, writers, researchers, video editors, everybody. Camera folks, Matt did a great job up there with Joe shooting that video. I asked him, I went there, I said, was that shit taken from TV? I didn't see any bug on it. And I went, no, that was Matt shooting. That looked better than broadcast television, the video he shot of the Trump thing. So great job. Just the amazing people we have. I'm very, very thankful. I'm very, very humbled to be here talking to all of you. And humbled to be talking to Alan in Colorado. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Howdy, sir. I wanted
Welcome.
To thank you for all that you do. I wanted to just let you know that it's very much appreciated. There is a pocket of resistance which is growing, and it is indeed taking right off. One thing that we as citizens are always being pushed to do, and that's to be held accountable for things. If I don't pay my house payment, I'm held accountable to the mortgage company. We need to do that with the government. And instead of deciding that we just need to lay down and take whatever, the biggest thing is to hold them accountable. One way that one can do that, one way that one can take back the power that has been usurped from us, is to visit www.accountabilityrevolution.com. I represent the Center for Government Accountability, and it's an organization of citizens that basically have gotten tired of whining about what we can do and doing nothing while each right is stripped from us on a daily basis.
I'm familiar with those organizations, and from what I've seen, I haven't had time to follow them too intensely. They're doing a really great job. But yeah, it's important for everybody to get involved and to say no. And we have been usurped. We have been enslaved. Now they want to finish the job. That's why we're here saying no. And the public's never been more ready to wake up. God bless you. Good to hear from you. Frank in New York, thanks for holding her on the air.
I just want to say may God protect you on your path. May God bless you, my brother. You do a fantastic job.
Thank you. That's very humbling. Thank you. Well, God's been blessing me and protecting me, believe me. It's crazy. I can't believe how God's worked in my life. It's been incredibly obvious, over the top. Go ahead.
You mentioned before about the North American Union in 2005, what our George Bush turns into that treaty, basically. But people have to realize this actually was thought of in 1973 under the regionalized and adaptive model of global and world system.
That's right. They rolled this out under 7277 and 63. They rolled it out in the 70s again. You're right. And then people said no, and they went, that's a conspiracy. No one ever wanted that. No one ever wanted a world government. What? I mean, it was in kids' cartoons in the 60s and stuff, and newsreels in the schools, on the projectors. And exactly. Then folks said no, so they just denied it existed, but now it's out in the open.
And one more thing about Al Gore for his carbon tax garbage. You made up a film on the Endgame when Galton and Darwinism, all that stuff, they wanted to, create the perfect species, and they actually, they inbreed with each other. But these people actually inbreed wealth as well, too. Do you know that Al Gore's daughter is married to the great-great-great-grandson of Jacob Schiff?
Yes,
the very same man that Nathan Rothschild sent in, during the Civil War to actually hijack our country?
Oh, it's incredible. Absolutely. It's all a couple hundred families that manage it, and there's less than 20 that own the Anglo-American establishment. And every time you research them, you find one thing. They want one world government, they worship Lucifer, they hate everybody else, and they're all into organic food and non-GMO and purified water, and they won't take vaccines, and they sit there enjoying everyone else dying around them. And as far as I'm concerned, when we take the country back and the world back, there's going to be Nuremberg Part 2, and they're going to be in a lot of trouble because they're going to pay for their crimes in this life and the next. God bless you. David Knight's coming in. He'll take these calls as well.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome to the InfoWars News Wrap-Up, the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We have several important issues that we're going to talk about this hour. Of course, one of the stories that's up on InfoWars.com is new Planned Parenthood video. Official admits to selling fresh aborted baby eyes, hearts, and gonads. We're going to talk about that. But I know so we have some callers up here on the board that want to talk about immigration. One of the stories that is on the top of the Drudge Report is L.A. touting itself as, quote, the northern capital of Latin America for the 2024 Olympic bid. They say in the video, which is only about a minute long, L.A. is called, quote, the western capital of the U.S., the northern capital of Latin America, and the eastern capital of the Pacific Rim. What do you think about that? Is L.A. making a bid for the Olympics, or are they making a bid for the capital of Aslan? Let's talk to Matt in Nebraska. Matt, what do you think about this headline, or did you want to talk about something else with immigration? Oh, he did. Okay, he dropped off. We had somebody else that wanted to talk about immigration there as well, I think. Let's look at... We had Jeff in Missouri. Hang on, Jeff, because I'm going to put some stuff out here about Hillary Clinton, and I want to get your comments on it. Let's go back to this Planned Parenthood video. This is something that's up on InfoWars today. This is a new video that's been put out. This is part of the ongoing investigation by the Center for Medical Progress. And this particular video has Dr. Carolyn Westhoff. Now, she's Senior Medical Advisor for Planned Parenthood FA. This is the national umbrella organization. Many of these are kind of, I guess you'd think of them as local franchisees. I don't know exactly what their financial structure is or their organizational structure. Nevertheless, this is the umbrella group, and she is the Senior Medical Advisor. Here's what she had to say on the video she's walking them through. She says, "We've been working with people who want particular tissues, like, you know, they want cardiac or they want eyes or they want neural. We've seen this a lot, haven't we? We've seen this in several videos." But this is what she goes on to say. She says, "Certainly everything we provide, gonads, everything we provide is fresh." And as Steve Watson points out, it's as if she's selling organic produce in a grocery store. Yeah, we got fresh eyes, fresh brains, fresh organs. And she goes on to say, "Obviously, we would have potential for a huge PR issue in doing this." You think? She says National Office Abortion People and Planned Parenthood would be concerned about this. She says, "I've been talking to the executive director of the National Abortion Federation. We're trying to figure this out as an industry about how we're going to manage remuneration, in other words, pay, because the headlines would be a disaster." Yeah, they have been, haven't they? Kind of, but actually, you know what? Nothing has really happened to them, has it? So I guess it hasn't been that much of a disaster, has it? She goes on to say, "We have independent colleagues who generate a fair amount of income doing this." Hear that? Income. Income. You know what the law says? The law says you recoup your expenses. Income is what you have after your expenses. It's your profits, okay, they're talking about. They get a lot of income. She's not just talking about income. She's talking about profits here. She says, "We have independents who generate a fair amount of income doing this. This is an issue that you might imagine we're not really that comfortable talking about on email." How many times do we have to have officials from these the abortion industry, from Planned Parenthood, from their affiliates, from the national industry, how many times do they have to be caught on video confessing to the fact that they're making money? You remember the next to the last one, the one that was Stem Express, the CEO of Stem Express? Of course, they were the ones who went to court to stop the video from being put out. Very good reason for that, because on that video, Stem Express is talking to the undercover reporters. And what she says in that, she says, "Well, we want to make sure that everybody is making money, you know, that you're making money, that we're making money, that the abortion clinics are making money." And the other lady who is feeding her the question says, I want to make sure that's happening because, I just want to make sure that they're not getting shoved to the side." And she goes, "Wait a minute. Do you know anybody that's not making money off of this? Any abortion clinics that are not making money off of this?" says the Stem Express person who is buying all this stuff. And she says, no, I don't." She goes, "Yeah, neither do I. In other words, I don't know anybody that's not making money off of this. We need to make sure that they make money off of this, that they profit off of this." And now this is what the senior medical advisor for PPFA is saying. This is systemic corruption. They're talking about how this would be a PR disaster. They're talking about how they have to be very careful. They have to pass this through legal. This is planned, okay? It's not Planned Parenthood. It's planned abortion, planned criminal activity. And when you see GOP presidential candidates like John Kasich saying, "We don't want to have a shutdown that is predicated on withholding funding from Planned Parenthood," do you understand how corrupt that is? Why is he even in the debates? Why is he even running? Who supports him in the GOP? This is one issue that I thought the GOP defined itself by. But of course, John Kasich can say not only is he not calling for these people to go to jail, he can't even bring himself to muster the backbone to have a fight about whether or not they're going to get federal funding. Isn't that amazing? I find it amazing. I hope you find it amazing. Listen, this is what the guy who's doing the undercover videos, the Center for Medical Progress, says. He says Planned Parenthood runs their abortion and baby parts business in the open, disregarding the law, and should be prosecuted immediately. Their taxpayer funding should be reassigned to federally qualified health centers, which provide more and comprehensive health services at locations that outnumber Planned Parenthood 20-1. Exactly. Exactly. This should not even be an issue of discussion. I mean, even honest people who have supported abortion and who continue to support abortion, like people like Camille Paglia, said this is an outrage. This has to stop. I mean, even she's an honest, I disagree with her on a lot of issues, but she's honest about this stuff. And she says it's an outrage. Why isn't this being shut down? Why do we still have Republicans who are in office, who are running for the highest office, defending this practice, defending subsidizing this practice? It's absolute insanity. Think about the healthcare industry. There was this article, and it was just a passing article. It was on Daily Mail. It's one of these lifestyles, the rich and famous. It's about a vaccine billionaire in India, one of India's richest men, according to the Daily Mail. They say he just bought the former U.S. consulate in Mumbai for $113 million, making it the most expensive residence sold in India's history. Now, this was a former mansion of a Maharaja. It was then bought by the U.S. government, used for their embassy. And now, who gets it? Cyrus Poonawalla, a vaccine billionaire. That's how they continually refer to him, as a vaccine billionaire. They don't point out they're not anti-vaccine by any means. But you understand the vast amount of money that is being made, don't you? This is just a guy in India making vaccines, making profits off of vaccines in India. And he makes enough money to buy the most expensive house in India's history. Vaccines are big business. You need to understand that. It's a big business in America with no downside. Because going back to 1986, Ronald Reagan, not Ronald Raven, Rick Perry, but Ronald Reagan, the guy that you're going to hear his name mentioned over and over and over again tomorrow night, Ronald Reagan gave the vaccine industry a blank check to do whatever they want and not get harmed with it. They said so many people are bringing up lawsuits from adverse reactions with vaccines, we're going to have to give them legal protection. And that's one of the reasons, as we mentioned on this show many times, it's one of the reasons why we now have everything being mandated, why they have turned away for the most part from doing any antibiotics research. They announced that a couple of years ago. And then it didn't take very long before they started using government to say, we're going to take away your informed consent. We're going to mandate vaccines. We have no liability for vaccines. That's where our profit is. It's all about the money. They are taking away your freedom to make profits. And when we run through these trans-Pacific, transatlantic trade agreements, quote-unquote trade agreements, that's precisely what they're going to be doing. They're going to be consolidating their profit industry, and they're going to be pushing it through in countries that are not as friendly to their regulations, to their GMO products, to their vaccines, to their pharmaceuticals. Any country that has an issue with that, they're going to use this transnational, quote-unquote, trade commission to strong-arm this through. That's what this is all about. This is something that's being produced by a few globalist billionaires, a few very wealthy industries, and they are going to make sure that they grease the skids on legislation. Now, along that line, I saw a very disturbing article that came out yesterday. And many of you know that I really agree with Rand Paul on many, many issues. I don't agree with anybody on everything. Let's just understand that. And I'll point out where we disagree. I don't want to be too negative. We point out when we agree with people. We point out when we disagree with people. I think Rand Paul has been fantastic in terms of standing up against civil asset forfeiture, standing up for the rule of law. Why can't the Republicans get behind standing up for private property? Why would they ever support a policy that takes away your private property without due process? People who lose their property because of the war on drugs, civil asset forfeiture, in most cases are never even charged with a crime. They call it a civil asset forfeiture because if it was a criminal asset forfeiture, they would have some splaining to do, okay? They would have to explain why they're not giving you your due process under the Constitution. But they say it's a civil action. It's not a civil action. The war on drugs, they say, is a criminal action. Nevertheless, they lie about that. Then they lie when they charge the inanimate object as the U.S. government versus an airplane. They take that away. Or they say it's U.S. government versus your house. They take that away. They charge the inanimate object as if it was a person. Now, when we come back, I'm going to tell you what I don't like that Rand Paul has just done. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack, when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades, and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 6262 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 6262.
Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX muzzle brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating, bolt carrier grip for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at hdfirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at hdfirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's hdfirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, two of our top priorities are providing quality food at a reasonable price and protecting your security. When you call 800-700-2184, we will never record your phone call and never ask for your personal information, like how much food you have stored or where you keep it. We'll also never store your credit card information and email address on a computer. Your email address will never be shared or sold. We'll never limit the number of boxes you can purchase. We'll never use outside packers or use relabeled food from another company. Our meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and everything is packed with oxygen absorbers and Mylar pouches under our direct supervision at our plant in Oregon. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from their producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and purchase our 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit our website, 30dayfoodsupply.com, or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
Welcome back to the InfoWars News Wrap-Up. I'm David Knight in this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Radio Show. We've been talking about the news coming up, and of course, tomorrow we're going to have our money bomb, and part of that money bomb is going to occur tomorrow night. We're going to have the next GOP debate. So we'll be covering that live as well with our comments when it happens. And I think there's something that we need to keep in mind when we look at all of these candidates. You know, last night, as Joe Biggs went to the rally in Dallas, and he and Alex Jones were talking about the massive fanatical support that we saw there in Dallas. That's something that concerns me, quite frankly, because I don't think any of these candidates have been vetted enough to deserve that kind of fanatical support. That's been my point all along. I don't have so much of a problem with any of these guys. Well, I have a problem with a lot of their issues, just as I mentioned John Kasich. I'm going to mention one about Rand Paul that I have a problem with, an issue, that a position he has on an issue. But we need to look at these guys and not get totally caught up in idol worship. Listen to this headline. This is what we've been saying all along, and this is exactly the way I see it. From the Washington Examiner, at the Trump rally, Republicans experience Obama-sized crowd and excitement. Do you remember when Obama was running 8 years ago? Remember the women fainting in the crowds? Have you seen the pictures, the expressions of the women who are basically fainting for Donald Trump now? It is absolute insanity. This cult of personality that we build up around leaders or potential leaders, it is very, very dangerous. We were concerned about this when we saw it with Obama, not because we disagreed with his politics, but because of what it said about the American people. That was, to me, as frightening as what Obama was saying that I disagreed with, was the spirit of the American people, how they viewed the whole process, how they could get caught up in this cult of personality, in this branding. I think it's very, very dangerous. I don't like to see it happening on the left, and I don't like to see it happening on the right either. We're better than that. We need to rationally look at what they are saying, and we need to understand that we are not going to have our freedoms handed to us on a silver platter by anyone, not by Donald Trump, not by Obama for sure, okay? This isn't going to happen. As Jefferson said, we're not going to be transported on a feather bed to a state of liberty. You have to do it at the local level. They want to distract you from things where you could make a difference at the local level. They want you to focus on these national races where you're not going to make any difference. There was an interesting article that I saw retweeted by Max Kaiser about this new Marxist who's become head of the Labour Party in the UK. And there was an interview with him and another guy who was very high up in the Labour Party. And what they were saying was, don't expect change to come through the parliamentary system. These are guys who are at the top of the parliamentary system on their side of the issues. They said, don't expect change to come there. It's going to come through working with your labor unions. It's going to come through working at the local community, doing it at the local level. How many times have we heard the socialists say that all change in all politics is local? Think globally, act locally. They are killing us, those of us who agree about individual rights and liberty. We are getting killed by the socialists on these issues. They are having full sway because they're smart enough to work at the local level, and we aren't. We need to work collectively for individual rights. Right? I remember an interview when I had with G. Edward Griffin, the guy who wrote The Monster from Jekyll Island, a great libertarian, great thinker, understands the big picture. And he kept saying that. He says we need to work collectively for individual rights. That's what the founders did. Why can't we understand that? We are not going to find some savior. It's not going to be Donald Trump. It is not going to be Rand Paul. We may agree with Rand Paul on 60% of the issues or 70% of the issues or whatever. But fine, support him. That's a move in the right direction. If you agree with Donald Trump on 70% of the issues, then support him. But understand that these people are not going to be right on every issue. Here's one for Rand Paul that I sincerely disagree with him. He goes to AgriPulse, and he talks about the GMO labeling issue, which just came out. Remember that? We've all called it the Dark Act. But what Congress called it was the Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2015. It's not accurate. It prohibits any states from mandating that GMOs be labeled if they're put into the product. It prohibits that. It prohibits any state legislation of labeling. Now, Rand Paul says to the agribusiness people that he's talking here, he says, well, I'm very confused on this. It confuses me because on the one end of this, I don't want to see the rights of the states under the 10th Amendment taken away by some kind of a federal rule that prohibits it. But on the other hand, I don't want to see that we've got worse rules being handled at the local level. So he makes a pragmatic argument against the Constitution. And then he goes on to say the talking points of Monsanto. He says the labeling requirements are enormously expensive. They just add to the cost of food. Somebody who's poor can't buy as much food because of labeling requirements stuck on these things. Look, if you can't afford to put the label on what's on your food, if you're ashamed of it, don't put the ingredients in there in the first place. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
The folks at My Patriot Supply get it. They know the world can be unpredictable, and there are some scary things happening right now. The only way we can make sure we maintain our independence, despite the situation, is to take control and get prepared. They've come up with a deal that will help you get prepared for anything. Right now, you can get a four-week food supply for only $99. That's almost 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Limit 2 per caller. This offer isn't available online, so take advantage of this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the InfoWars News Wrap-Up. I'm David Knight on this fourth hour of the Alex Jones Radio Show. Just before we went to the break and ran out of time, we were talking about Rand Paul's support for the, quote, Safe and Accurate Food Labeling Act of 2015, which is neither safe nor accurate. What it is an effort to prohibit the accurate labeling of food that is unsafe at the state level. So it denies the 10th Amendment. But he says he's torn on this because he thinks voluntary sounds good, but then the federal government saying the states can't do what they want, that bothers me. But I don't want to... These are bad rules. So he puts out an argument that I don't like these rules because they're bad. Why are they bad? Well, he says because it raises the cost of food. Look, these labels are, they put labels on all their food as it is now. They have requirements to put labels on their food about all kinds of things. They're constantly changing the labels to tout their new features. The free market
is about serving customers, not deceiving customers. Okay? We need to understand as libertarians that government is set up to stop force and fraud being used against people. Fraud is when you're not honest about what's in your food. They know that the customers don't want GMO in their food. So they could try to educate people, or they could try to deceive people by not telling them what's in their food. If they think they've got something that's safe and effective, let's have that argument. Let's have it out in the open in the free market of ideas. Let's not suppress the information because the customers don't want something that maybe you can produce a little bit more cheaply, okay? That is deception. It's dishonest. It's fraud. It should not be enabled at the federal level by overturning the 10th Amendment. I'm very disappointed in Rand Paul. We need to have these discussions. We need to be able to criticize people, and we will criticize people when we disagree with him. As I said before, he is the only one who is talking about massive NSA surveillance. He has offered legislation to try to stop this. He's filibustered on issues of civil liberties. He's talked about the out-of-control police state. These are issues that are not being talked about, unfortunately, in the debates. Why not? Well, because the New York Times points out CNN hopes to capture tomorrow night the candidate's combative spirit in the GOP debate. Remember when Megyn Kelly aimed her lip gloss at Donald Trump and said, "You don't like women, do you?" I mean, that's the kind of juvenile elementary school personal attacks that you're going to get on mainstream media because this is a reality TV show. They don't want to talk about any substantive issues. They're going to focus on the same four or five issues that they do every election cycle, and they're going to focus on people's personalities. This is nothing but a... It's silly, but we're going to cover it tomorrow night. We're going to cover it, and we're going to point it out. We're going to point out how they're distracting you from things that can really make a difference. Jeff has been holding on a long time to talk about Hillary, and I want to talk about Hillary as well. Jeff in Missouri, you want to talk about Endgame with Hillary. Go ahead.
Yeah, just before I make that point, you and Alex numerous times have kind of sounded the horn of Gundor to all of us InfoWarriors out here to kind of step up and play a more prominent role in the InfoWar. And quite frankly, sir, I have done that very thing. I've started a new podcast called It's Me Speaking to You. It's me, S-P-K-N, the number two, the letter U. It's pretty much just a conversation about a variety of topics with a variety of guests. I recently had on InfoWars reporter Joe Biggs. Awesome interview. Go check that out. Another point on the abortion stuff. I don't know either, David. It makes me quite sick, and I don't understand. It's quite endemic of the bizarre world that we live in, where up is down, down is up, good is bad, bad is good. I don't know how much longer people can have that stuff be shown right in front of their face and nobody goes to jail. My final point on Donald Trump, it seems to me like this is, like, you are exactly right. This is a reality show. It's a reality TV show, and it's no surprise that the leader on the Republican Party right now hosted one of the most popular reality TV shows ever. I think this is quite WWE. I think his pseudo no-holds-barred loquaciousness is just that. It's a show. If he was really saying something, and it's similar to Edward Snowden. Edward Snowden didn't necessarily say anything we didn't already know about NSA surveillance. I want to hear these guys talk about 9/11. I want to hear talk about the drug war, the training of ISIS, you know, Hillary Clinton needing to be in prison for her role in Benghazi. It's absolutely insane, sir, and it's madness. And the end game for Hillary, that's what I'm asking. I wonder, is she going to make it to the general election? Is this stuff going to take her down? I don't see how she could make it with her track record of such wicked illegality, sir.
Well, that's a good point, and thank you for setting up a podcast. And as I was pointing out before, we need to understand that there's a lot that we can do at the local level. And I want to, you know, I think it's important for people to do things that are going to be focused on their state and local community as well. We all focus on the national news, and of course, we have a national operation here. But we also try to reach out in many cases and talk to people on the local level. I have a friend back in North Carolina who set up a website that just focuses on state issues exclusively. I think it's important for us to understand that we can make very, very powerful change at the local and the state level. But having said that, I want to go back to Hillary Clinton. You asked, where's she going to go with this? I think it just keeps getting worse for her. I mean, she's fallen down 20% in the polls, and here's what she said yesterday. She actually came out and said, to sexual assault victims, you have the right to be heard. You have the right to be believed. She said, today I want to send a message to every survivor of sexual assault. Don't let anyone silence your voice. You have a right to be heard, to believe. Be believed, we're with you. There's a big divide, Hillary said, between survivors who do not want to seek the criminal justice system for different reasons and those who want to but are not sure that it would be responsible. This is Hillary Clinton saying this. Does anybody remember what happened when all of these women came out? I mean, we had women coming out against Bill Clinton like they came out against Bill Cosby. And, of course, she didn't have any support for that or any sympathy for that. Just completely ignored the whole slew of people, drugged them through the mud. She said, so we need to do a much better job on the fairness of response so people don't feel like whichever route they go on campus or off, that they're going to be taken seriously. That doesn't mean that, you know, that there's no process. There has to be one. But I think when someone makes the claim, when they come forward, they should be believed. That's what starts the process. This is Hillary Clinton saying this. And so Twitchy, that looks at Twitter, because she not only said that in a speech, but she actually tweeted it out. Rape is a crime, whenever it happens, Hillary. To every survivor of sexual assault, you have the right to be heard, you have the right to be believed, we're with you. Hillary, really? Really? Their headline is, Zowie, did Hillary Clinton really just say this about rape? I mean, it is absolutely amazing, the hypocrisy of this woman. How long can she get away with this? And I think the Democrat Party rightfully understands that she is a huge liability. I think they have looked at these emails as an opportunity to take her down without doing a lot of collateral damage to people around her. In other words, this is something that I think they believe they can focus in on her. And I think that's why we see it being investigated, because there's been so many crimes that they could have come after the Clintons for, could have come after Hillary Clinton for, but they don't want to go in and pull down the pillars of the temple and have it collapse on all of their friends. So this is something I think that they can look at, and they can keep this damage confined to Hillary Clinton. I think they will do it. I think that it certainly has taken a toll on her. She's at 30% still, but she's in second place with these polls that have come out this last week. And you got to understand, she's at 30% in a field that only has, 2 to 4 people. I mean, it's really only a 2-person race right now. But Joe Biden, who hasn't even announced, I think people are going to see him as a much more stable candidate. And as I said yesterday, even though I strongly disagree with Joe Biden, he took a position on natural rights during the confirmation hearings of Clarence Thomas that I feel was as un-American as anything I've ever heard in my life. But he is somebody known for his gaffes. But another way to look at that, in 2015, a gaffe is called authenticity. And it is something that will take him a long way, especially if we look at what would have been terminal gaffes from Donald Trump in the past. I want to go to Stephen in Florida. You've been waiting a long time. Before I do, real quickly, I want to tell people that we have InfoWars Life Select. It's a new product line. We have massively reduced prices for the 2-week introductory period. And, you know, as I was talking about the back and forth in the agricultural business about whether or not they're going to accurately label their food, they don't want people to know that it's got GMOs in it. We are very proud of the fact that this storable food does not have GMOs in it. We're proud of that. We want you to know that it is high quality. So we make a point of telling people that it is sourced with non-GMO materials. It doesn't have any MSG either. It doesn't have any autolyzed yeast extract. This is made in the U.S. It is packaged in the U.S. And the packaging is something that not only works well in terms of space saving, but lasts a very long time, too. We've tried to get very high-grade Mylar to protect it. This is military grade. It protects it against light, oxygen, moisture. It allows it to last for 25 years, and once you open it up, you can reseal it to use it the next day or so, a couple of meals. You can reseal it with a Ziploc package. So it's good quality food. It's in great packaging, and these introductory prices are the lowest prices you'll find anywhere. Listen to this. A 2-week food supply, $79.96. A 4-week food supply, $156. Do you spend more than $156 on 1 month of food for yourself? I mean, that is incredibly, incredibly affordable. Now is a good time to stock up on that. If you get a 3-month order or greater, you can get kits that are balanced with different meals like breakfast, lunch, dinner, drinks, and snacks if you get a 3-month kit. Again, that's our new line, InfoWars Select. And you can find that at, here's the website. I don't even have the website here. It's so new. But you can find it, InfoWarsSelect.com. That's where you'll find those new products. Now, I want to go to Stephen in Florida. You've been waiting for a very long time. Thank you for holding. You want to talk about pledging to Allah. Go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, David. Yeah, you did a report about this, and I watched most of it. And then what I did was, I'm very proactive, and I appreciate the work that you folks do, because it helps me to speak authoritatively, because you document everything so well when I address these issues myself. So what I did was, I actually looked up Spring Hill Middle School in Tennessee. I called the number. I got a woman there, and basically she took the line, "We have nothing to do with this. You need to speak to the Tennessee, you know, board of whatever, you know, it's them, you know, they're setting the curriculum, and of course it's part of Common Core, as you brought out." Mm-hmm. And I just told her, I said, so let me get this right, because I asked for the principal. I said, so you're telling me that the principal and all you folks during the administration have no say in this matter, just have to go along with this? Yeah, that's right. I said, ma'am, I said, you're the reason why this nation's going down.
Yeah.
And I was not real happy with them. So here's the bottom line. I hung up, finished what I had to say. Well, I got a call from them, and it was Officer So-and-so. I don't know what his, I didn't get his name, but he said he's with the school district there. And I want to give the number out, and I'm hoping Alex will do what he did to Pierce Morgan, and that is school these people publicly, because this guy proceeded to tell me that me and others like me, and I mentioned Alex Jones in InfoWars, are ignorant, we're uneducated, we don't know what's going on, and we need to understand that this is part of the way things are, we just basically have to accept it. And I told this man, I said, I'm an American, I'm a Christian, I'm a father. He told me, because I have no kids in that school district, I have no right to call them. I'm in this country, and I have a, and I told him, I have a constitutional right to do this, and I'm concerned about the direction the country is going in. And, you know, he gave me all this line and stuff and basically told me that, you know, people like InfoWars don't know what they're talking about and they're probably just blowing gas. And so anyway, I'd like to give the number.
Well, I can't let you give the number out because, you know, people can call and I believe you, but we can't, as a legal issue, let you give out the number on the air. But I tell you what, give it to the screener. We will follow up with this, and we'll try to do an article and contact them on this. Steve, that is exactly what needs to be done. That's what I've been saying. We need to get involved at the local level. I really appreciate you doing this and fighting on this. And what you found there is exactly what the problem is. People have abdicated the control of their schools. Remember, it was when I was a child, all control of the schools was in the local community. And I've watched it devolve during my lifetime, where the control has flowed from the local area to the state, and now from the state to the centralized federal government. And that's not really where the control is. The control is really with Bill Gates and a few people who are writing this Common Core curriculum. And everybody needs to understand that Jeb Bush is intricately involved in Common Core. He thinks it's a great thing. Remember in that first debate when they said, this organization that you were in gave $10 million to Planned Parenthood. He goes, oh, wait a minute, I was a director there, but we put that together to push Common Core, not to fund Planned Parenthood, even though they did fund Planned Parenthood, even though they were pushing Common Core. That's the kind of person that Jeb Bush is. But what you did is exactly what people need to do. And they need to get in touch with these people and give them a piece of their mind. We need to shut off the centralized control. We can shut it off at the local level. We just need to have the right people. We need to have the backbone to do that, Steve.
Yeah, I just want to say in closing that this man told me, well, you're a Christian, right? And I said, yes, sir. He said, well, then you're not supposed to judge. See, what they're saying is we're supposed to be like them, go along as blind, mindless fools. And I told him, I said, sir, when you cooperate with evil, it comes back to bite you. Satan always eats his own. So you go ahead and cooperate with this, and eventually you're going to go down with this system.
Well, you know, that whole judge not so that you not be judged, that is, along with Romans 13, the two verses that I think are used the most out of context to shut up Christians. That's not what that's talking about. We are supposed to understand the difference between good and evil. We are supposed to get involved in our local government to the extent that we have an involvement. We are supposed to stand up for the defenseless, for the fatherless, for others. That's not what judging is about. We do know the difference between good and evil. That's one of the things that we understand as Christians. But that's precisely what we need to do, is we need to stand up at the local level. We need to elect people at local school boards that are going to stand against this centralization of education, because we all need to understand that this control of education is social engineering. It is not education. Johnny can't read because they didn't want Johnny to read. They want Johnny to be dumbed down. We talked about this yesterday. It's a deliberate dumbing down. Charlotte Iserby pointed that out along with Phyllis Schlafly 30 years ago, that it's a deliberate dumbing down. And it is a deliberate takeover of our children. That's why they want to put them in school at an earlier and earlier age. I mean, one of the things that you can do as an individual, if you're listening, is take control of your children's education. You're not going to, at this point in time, be able to do that in a government-run school. Get them out. Get them into a private school. Get them into some kind of a homeschooling situation. If it's not, if you live in an area where they're not supportive of homeschooling, where they come after it, get out of that area. Your children are important enough that you need to preserve them. You need to do the things that are right for your children instead of turning them over to strangers to brainwash into their social agenda. It is a brave new world social agenda that they're training your kids to understand, and they put them in an Orwellian world with metal detectors and everything else. I would never put my child in that kind of an environment. My wife taught in school. We knew when we had children, it had gotten far worse than what we had seen as students, as people who were involved in it, as she was involved as an educator. There was no way we were going to put our children in there. I think most people do not understand that the schools that we have today are not the schools that you grew up in. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendivite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendivite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendivite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendivite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendivite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's now more clear than ever. The globalists have launched a planetary destabilization plan. Here at the InfoWars operation, we hope and pray that this is not the case. But the signs of things deteriorating around the world are unmistakable. For many years, I've been working with My Patriot Supply, and we have now developed a private label called InfoWars Select. Look, it's important to have firearms and water filtration during a collapse, but you've also got to have food. InfoWars Select is a wide variety of their highest quality packages at the lowest price they have ever offered before. It's an introductory offer for only 2 weeks. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com and find out why these meals are the highest quality, longest lasting, easiest to transport food solutions you're going to find anywhere. Visit InfoWarsSelect.com today. Watch the informational videos and check out the wide selection for yourselves. That's InfoWarsSelect.com or InfoWarsStore.com or call 888-253-3139.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 20 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimplySafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimplySafeDefense.com. SimplySafeDefense.com.
InfoWars. This is the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Radio Show. I'm David Knight. I apologize to the callers that were on hold. We just don't have time to take any more calls because I wanted to get to what's happening with the calls for a European army. That's right. Calls for a European army. We really haven't talked about this much. Before we do, real quickly, I just want to let you know this hour of the Alex Jones Show is brought to you by the products that we sell at InfoWars Life Select. One of those that is now back in stock is BrainForce. This is something that I use regularly. It is different from caffeine or energy drinks or other supplements. It uses natural activation, helps me to feel more focused, and it uses ingredients that we are proud to put on the label. That's the whole point of this labeling issue that I was talking about, the back and forth with the support for stopping GMO labeling that Rand Paul said he supports. We need to be proud of the ingredients that we're putting in our products if we're honest. And we try to put the best ingredients that we can in our products. We tell you what's in it. In this particular one, we have things like yerba mate extract. We have alpha GPC. Look those up. Understand what those ingredients do for you. Do your research. Research the stuff that we put in there. We're proud of it. We stand behind it. We defend what we put in there. If we find that there's something that changes in terms of the research understanding, we will change the formulation. But we are proud of what we have in our products. And again, BrainForce is now available at InfoWarsLife.com after selling out immediately when we put it out there. Now, I want to get to what's going on in Europe, because we've all been talking about the massive uncontrolled immigration that is coming in through Europe. And, of course, Angela Merkel has said, bring them all to Germany. But then they had to stop that a couple of days ago. They were being absolutely overwhelmed by it. Other countries have closed their border because there is a limit to how much you can do. And it's a good example, I think, of not being able to deal with the symptoms of a problem if you don't deal with the fundamentals that cause that problem. We talk about that with health all the time. We say, why continue to treat the symptoms of disease when you can try to do something to stop the source of it? Well, the source of this disease that is going on with uncontrolled immigration in Europe is the conflict in Syria that we have manufactured. The people in ISIS that we have trained, equipped, and created. The people that John McCain and Obama have met with and trained. That's the source of the disease. Deal with that before you try to deal with the festering problems that come out of this. But now, understand where this is all headed. Understand that is a crisis to drive us to the solution that they have been engineering for decades, since the end of World War II. We're now looking at perhaps a Fourth Reich in the making. Understand that with this, with Germany throwing their weight around, with Greece, with other countries in the EU, it's not just the financial issues. They now want an army. And of course, this is something that has been cooking for the last 6 months or so. There were articles going back into March. Listen to this one. This is Wall Street Journal reporting on this. Back in March, this is the German Defense Minister, Ursula von der Leyen, saying, I am convinced that a European army or a European defense union can be created as a logical consequence of European integration. Okay, she says, Europe will only stay politically relevant in the future if we're able to complement our economic power and our political influence with a truly coherent security defense policy. Now, as we saw these manufactured economic crises, people were saying, people like Alan Greenspan, people like the head of the largest bond company in the world, PIMCO, were all saying, you're not going to solve the economic situation unless you have political union. Well, ask yourself, who is going to fund the army? It's going to be funded with European taxes. Who's going to control this army? Most likely, Germany. This is something that is going to create a United States of Europe. This is what they've been driving for. This is an intermediate step to a globalist governance, and the trade treaties that we see coming down the line are another step in that consolidation process. That's it for today's broadcast. Join us tomorrow for the InfoWars Money Bomb. Very important.
Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Super Male Vitality is InfoWarsLife.com's number one selling product for a good reason. It works. Go to InfoWarsLife.com today and read the testimonials for yourself. There are thousands of them with an average voting score at an unprecedented 4.8. It is concentrated herbs and natural organic compounds known to energize the body's natural processes that are blocked by estrogen mimickers and other toxic elements in the food chain. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsLife.com has sold out multiple times in the last 3 months. To fix that problem, we have now produced the biggest and most concentrated, high-quality batch of Super Male Vitality in the product's history. Our new Ultra Strength formula is even stronger. Check out the third-party reviews and informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Now it's time to get your body in balance and fight back. I'm Alex Jones for Super Male Vitality and InfoWarsLife.com, and I salute you, our supporters.